Fake third-party email address. Frederick is certainly a scammer. The general advice is to stop talking to a scammer, but he has stolen so much money from me. If I stop talking to him, the police and myself can miss important clues on how to catch him and how to get my money back. Why should I kiss my money goodbye? I'll pretend I don't know he's fake. If so, what will I say to him? I shouted at him,
"Hey, honey, your US dollar $113,000 still hasn't arrived. Can you chase it up with your bank?"
"Honey, I'm in custody now. I can't use my phone freely. I had to beg the police to let me talk to you, my wife. Then authorize me to chase my US dollar $113,000 on your behalf."
After a few minutes, Frederick got back to me.
"Here is my banking agent's email. USA Federal Reserve Bank at USA.com.
"Frederick, you're a full-time actor. Can't you show some professionalism? This email address is obviously fake. USA.com is a company. A Federal Reserve Bank is a government organization and should go with .gov or .org, not .com. Let me email it to see what will come up. Who knows? Perhaps it will give me a little clue about this criminal group." I emailed the illegitimate email address, but no reply. Apparently, it was already closed by USA.com, as is obviously illegitimate.